This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
When the fantasy worlds created in literature by H.G. Wells and Jules Verne collide with Victorian-era gears, gadgets, and goggles, you get steampunk. And next weekend, Springfield is the center of the steampunk universe. Here to tell us all about the Springfield Steampunk Festival is the event's organizer, Sabrina Smith. Sabrina, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First, let's set the scene for our listeners and talk a little bit about steampunk itself.
It's a futuristic Victorian age where technology is powered by steam or gears rather than electricity. Part of the aesthetic is mixing the old with the new and repurposing things and celebrating the industrial type of look, but bringing it into the future.
It feels like the items and the gadgets and the clothing and the artwork, even the architecture that fall into that steampunk category are almost all about sort of recycling.
It really is the ultimate in recycling. I mean, people enjoy taking industrial type things like gears or gadgets and making new art. It's just melding the old with the new.
Now let's talk about the Springfield Steampunk Festival. What's that going to look like?
It'll be at two venues, the Great Hall, which is one of the perfect places to have it. It has a gear on the front of the building. Gears are part of the iconography of steampunk. Also at Harkness House Inn, which is a Victorian era mansion. What's great about Harkness House is the fact that it has the underground tunnel that goes to the turret telescope, but it also has a telescope museum, and the mansion itself are just pure Victorian era. The decorations inside, it's just a beautiful Victorian mansion.
What can we expect at the festival?
Scott McDonald is an expert in absinthe, and he'll be dispelling some of the myths and talking about the history, and he has a collection of antique absinthe accoutrements, and we have absinthe tasting. Also, the guru of steampunk, Bruce Rosenbaum, will be talking, and then we have a lot of musical performers that people will enjoy, too, and an amazing group of vendors.
Why Springfield?
Well, Springfield is an industrial town, of course, and one of the things that makes it perfect is that we're known for gear shaper, grinder, gear factories, and that's like such a big part of the iconography of steampunk. And we just felt like it would be the perfect backdrop for a steampunk festival, and we'd love to make Springfield the steampunk capital of Vermont. There'll be lots of clothing, lots of accessories, there'll be artwork, there'll be books for sale that are steampunk related books, jewelry, lots of different types of steampunk jewelry. You'll be able to see a lot of steampunk style art, jewelry, clothing, everything.
What was the catalyst for starting this festival?
Just a couple of us just were interested in steampunk and were talking about it. And then one of our select board members, who's also a lawyer in town, George McNaughton, kind of heard us talking about it and started learning more about it and thought it was a perfect aesthetic for Springfield. So he really started nudging us towards having a festival. So it really started from nothing, and it's built into something really big, and we're so excited about it.
Do you feel like it's for everyone, or is it just for aficionados of steampunk?
No, I think it's for everyone, because it's just going to be fun to come and see the people, you know, who are dressed up and who are aficionados of steampunk, and you know, just curiosity's sake, I think a lot of people will want to come. And then there's a lot of good bands that locals, you know, recognize.
And Sabrina, you spoke earlier about the guru of steampunk, Bruce Rosenbaum, who will be giving a presentation this weekend at the festival. Let's finish off with a quote that you have from him that sort of ties together and sums up the whole spirit behind steampunk.
Bruce Rosenbaum says, "For me, steampunk goes beyond just pretty objects. It's more about being resilient and able to repurpose ourselves through life's adversities. Technology and time doesn't always mean an object or a place has to be discarded. We can give it new life if we can think differently, and we can do that through the design and art movement of steampunk.
Sabrina, thank you so much for explaining more about the Springfield Steampunk Festival.
Thank you for having me.
That's event coordinator Sabrina Smith. The Springfield Steampunk Festival begins next Friday, September 11th, in Springfield. Find more details at vpr.net.